This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Imagine today is going to be the best day of the week. Maybe the best day of the month. The month is coming to an end. What does it look like? What are you going to do today? How do you show up in the day to make yourself feel good about what you're doing, what you're feeling? Maybe it's more important, you think, ladies, to not do things than to do them. More important to don't do the stuff that puts you in a funk, right? Think about this. I used to talk about this all the time when the program was called The Good Day Show. Remember, Jennifer used to talk all the time about, and why should this be different? This is basically The Good Day Show with other people who make your day better. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and me and Legion today to target your mind, your imagination, what you're doing with your time. So just think about this being the best day of the week or the month or the year, the best day that you've had, anything that puts you in a good place. That's all. And then we'll ruin it talking about the reality of what's going on here. I guess because I just don't care about Kamala Harris. When I see something with her name in it, I just kind of ignore it. But I do find it interesting, Jennifer, that they've been, 2 months in office? And she's still living out of a suitcase somewhere. Where are they? They're redoing the vice president's house, right? So they're living at Blair House, which is across the street from the White House.
And apparently she's been pretty upset that they haven't been able to get into her house yet. The renovations are taking a long time. And a lot of people are saying, well, if you're outraged about the renovations, maybe you should be outraged about the kids who are sleeping on top of each other at the border. I think what's more of note, other than her personal home decor issues, is that the White House did something kind of weird this week. Remember last week when they said that Kamala Harris would be in charge of the border crisis, that she was going to be the point person on this? Well, now they backtracked and they said, no, she's not in charge of this. Obviously, they know the crisis is too big and they don't want to put that albatross around her neck. So she said, no, we have to clarify. She's not in charge of this. What she's in charge of is figuring out how taxpayer money is going to go into the triangle countries, basically to try to stem the flow, the causes of these migrant surges. Well, that's a whole lot different than having Kamala Harris in charge of the border crisis. And my question is, if Biden is not in charge of it and Harris isn't in charge of it, then who the heck is in charge of what's happening at the border? Because it's a mess. So I think there is some clarification that's needed from the White House as to who exactly is coordinating these efforts, because it is terrible. The conditions that are being snuck out. Yeah, I mean, anybody with a heart, and you know, AOC, God love her, was at that border when Trump was president and crying her eyeballs out that kids were drinking toilet water. What I have seen so far in the pictures that have been smuggled out, because they're not allowed to take pictures when they go, the administration is stonewalling on the news media. They don't want people to see what deplorable conditions these kids are living with. Where is she? Why is she not crying at the border right now? Because somebody should be there crying for these kids. It shouldn't just be Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham who are standing out there. It is ridiculous what conditions we are setting up. And they said that this isn't going to end for 7 months, that we're going to have this problem with unaccompanied minors.
Would end tomorrow if they'd go back to doing what was being done before.
Well, and that doesn't even count for the national security infiltration. Now, you're not just getting people from Honduras and Guatemala. You're getting an influx of Russians, of Syrians, of Iraqi immigrants. Those people are not walking here. They are coordinating travel with people who can get them into our country. And it's frightening who can just walk right in.
So they're just flying into Mexico City
and then walking in.
And what are the Mexicans doing about it?
Nothing, because the Mexican president's ticked off at Biden right now because they had a process that was working, and now that's been thrown out. So they're doing nothing, to be honest with you.
All right, so we've got this money being spent there. Let's just do a little addition for a few minutes about what's going on and where the money is. Well, where we're spending a lot of money. Where it's coming from is there's no real answer to that other than our debts on the marketplace. And a lot of people, including the Chinese banks, are buying up our debt. We've done a little differently this time to raise capital instead of just going to the banks in China saying lend us the money. They're putting it out in notes. You know, the Treasury Department has from time to time over the years, going back to, I think, when the war bonds were issued during World War One. Maybe it was World War One. I think that's what they learned, how to raise money for the government was to buy war bonds. So anyway, so we've got that. We have to pay off that debt. Remember, we spent $4 trillion in today's money during World War II. We spent six in the last year, soon to be, the green stimulus package and what that's all about. That's more on top of what we've already spent, right? To have green, although supposedly Biden learned something from what happened during Obama's years with various stimulus packages, because
they're going to announce another one on Wednesday.
Yeah, where's the money coming from?
Or they're going to print it, or I don't know what they're going to do, or they're going to figure out a tax. There's an infrastructure project. So they're basically, for Biden to look moderate, he couldn't embrace the Green New Deal. What they're doing is a Green New Deal Junior, and it's coming in the way of infrastructure. So most of the bill, just like with the COVID relief bill, only a piece of it, a tiny piece of it, went to real COVID relief. Everything else went to pet projects. There's going to be an infrastructure bill that's going to be rolled out on Wednesday that's going to be the same deal. They're going to say, oh, we need roads and bridges, which Republicans and Democrats agree on. But the other piece of it is all of the green stuff and all of the pet projects that are going to be funded as
well, because that's the new era of unionism, and the unions are behind the situation with the bridges, with the roads. If we did like they do in Asia and in Europe especially, and build roads that last, you wouldn't have these continuing
It's not even just building roads and bridges. I mean, this is all kinds of green projects and, you know, green taxes.
Yeah, but that's
the way that they say that they're going to, the way they'll say they'll pay for it, and you'll love this. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is now the Secretary of Transportation, came out this week and floated the idea, which has been floated in California, which is they're going to put a tracker on every single car in the country, and they're going to, the government will track.
Oh, he took that away real fast.
Well, he took
he
it,
said
that's what
no
I'm saying.
Tax
they,
and there's no mileage.
They
tax.
Floated, yeah. They floated the idea. People went bananas about it, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm just kidding. Who said that?
No gas tax and no mileage
24,
tax.
24 hours between him saying, I think it's a great idea. Please, what kind of idiot would ever say that? But it's this little tracker that they want to stick on your car so they can figure out where you're going, what you're doing, and how many miles you're driving, and then you'd be assessed a mileage tax. The problem is that affects the poorest. It doesn't affect rich people, it affects the middle class and poor people like working schlubs who have to get out and go to work every single day.
And typically, and you're absolutely right. And typically, people who have a longer commute make less money. They have to drive farther to get to their jobs than people. Yeah. So that's just a disaster of an idea. So. Was that a California one? Good.
Started here. California. Started about a year ago.
There. In a moment, Pharrell Williams talks about his cousin who is involved in a shooting in Virginia Beach over the weekend that didn't end well. That's up and coming next year on the DJV program. Don't forget our daily download every day. You can get the essence, the highlights, some of the nuance of the program and the DJV download. The most recent one focuses on the jam and the Suez. Good, Doug. The Suez. We also are in this particular conversation. We talk about the vaccines. Who's getting free donuts with the vaccine? And some trending things is Zoom, mounting complaints of being sexist. Okay, so all of that stuff and much more sort of sideline fun conversation, part of the download, DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus extra 50% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
All right, so the situation here of Pharrell Williams is, I guess this is a trending story, Jay, from what I can see. His cousin was killed by the police during one of the shootings, and he's very, very upset. He's called for transparency because apparently there are no answers as to why all of this went on. Yet another, this kid, Donovan Lynch was his name, 25 years old, and yeah, he was black. He was killed in... The shootings took place late on Friday and early Saturday. Apparently he was somebody, some pictures you can see floating around of him. He was just there, kind of. Go ahead.
Yeah, there were 3 separate shootings. The first one started, and they think that it was some kind of altercation between people, and multiple people started firing weapons. Nobody was killed during that, but many people were injured.
Right.
And then while police were on, that scene, they heard gunshots nearby, and then they found a woman who had died at the scene. She was, I forgot her name, but she was on the Bad Girls Club, one of those reality shows from back in the day. Right. And then the third shooting was...
Shayla Harris was her name.
Yes, thanks,
Doug.
Yeah. And then the third shooting was a police officer who was in uniform and approached somebody who was armed with a gun. The police officer was not shot, so that's going to be an investigation as to what happened. The body cam footage was not on, so they're going to have to investigate that, why the police officer wasn't recording anything.
Over,
I mean, all
over,
just kind of in succession.
Over,
that seemed like over, they were all three, none were related.
Does anybody know what's going on? I asked this question knowing fully that there is the trending stuff with regard to March Madness and the games that are being played, the games that aren't being played. I know that somebody in my circle was talking about it yesterday, and I thought to myself, well, I should know a little bit about it, but then I forgot about it. And so this year it seems like there were more teams out than there were in. So what's the value of all of this? Anybody got any money on it anywhere?
No.
I don't.
Mm-mm.
Well, I think it might be one of the.
I know. <right. laughs>
I don't know. I just see these things and I think to myself, all right, are we doing a disservice to our audience by not talking about them? And then because we don't know anything about them, I probably shouldn't even bring it up. Because it doesn't, it's not in our wheelhouse. It doesn't have to be. This isn't a sports show. I mean, we're supposed to cover, I guess, the things that are trending and things that are on people's minds. But I can't get myself, it doesn't seem to me anybody cares this year. about March Madness. That's really kind of where I'm coming from.
Everybody that I know that typically, you know, goes all in for doing the March Madness brackets, everybody was like, oh, wait, that's even happening right now? Like, there's too many other things taking up our attention.
I'm certainly glad I brought it up. Thanks, ladies, for the help and support. I thought that was good. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Half the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time. Jay's got her list, and included on the list, or in the list, is this Satan shoe controversy. And how is it that this, I guess it was a limited edition, right? But what's the controversy is that it wasn't supposed to be a Nike shoe, or Nike had the patent. What's the problem here?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of different stuff. So Lil Nas X is already under fire for...
Who's Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas X is... Did you know the song Old Town Road?
He does.
You want me to sing it?
He doesn't remember it.
Yeah, go for it.
Old
I mean, it was like a kid.
Old Town Road, that old town.
Not remotely road. Here. So that's Lil Nas X. I mean, kids were loving that song. He has, he released a music video that had a lot of, you know, religious connotation and explicit sexual imagery. Well, there were also these shoes in there that they're known as like Satan shoes, and he had 666 of them. They all sold out in under a minute, and they're made by a brand, Mischief, M-S-C-H-F. Well, they have a backwards Nike, the Swish logo. It's backwards on the shoe, and Nike had to put out a statement saying they are not part of this. They had nothing to do with this. Well, Nike filed a trademark infringement and dilution complaint against Mischief, stating they need to, you know, stop doing this. And the sneaker, Nike also notes that Mischief tends to buy a lot of their shoes, modifies them to fit their brand, and then will sell them at higher prices.
I just don't understand why people need to have Satan shoes and why Lil Nas X needs to give lap dances to the devil in his video. Like, I just don't understand
ultimately,
how
he
this
kills
was
Satan. So, I don't,
sometimes...
He does. He does a good job at the end.
But why I mean, women give lap dances in videos. It's not necessary for them to do it either.
To the devil?
See, I think it's one of those things that some people are super offended by it. I was not personally offended by the music video. Will I let my son see this music video? Not until he's older and can understand the different connotations in it. But one of the other things, too, where people were saying, you know, our kids love your music. They love your songs. There was no disclaimer before my kids saw your music video. To which Lil Nas X is like, then you don't pay attention to my lyrics. Because even in Old Town Road, he talks about lean and adultery.
Great. I was looking at some of the social media stats, Jay, the number of people who are using Facebook, that still seems to be number one. Instagram is two. Pinterest is three. Snapchat is four. We've been talking. Twitter is five. So I don't remember us talking about Snapchat for a long time. Who's on that?
Yeah, I'm surprised Snapchat's so high on the list because it seems like TikTok is really kind of squashed Snapchat. And ever since Instagram created their stories, it's almost like there was no need for Snapchat. A lot of people would go take, before the selfie filters on Instagram stories, people would do that on Snapchat and then save their photo or video and then post it to Instagram. So I'm surprised that Snapchat is still that relevant. I'm not surprised about Facebook and Twitter.
82% of Americans admit to being interested in some of whatever is going trending in social media. The usage is way up also from last year. That's interesting. I mean, I think it's an age thing. I don't know any of my friends. I pay attention in the same way I've always paid attention to this stuff. Although I did get on Instagram and following my daughter and my son and a couple of other people. I think I followed you, Jay, didn't I, the other day? I think I did.
Oh, I don't know. I have to go see.
Victoria. Yeah. All right.
Thanks
anyway.
For the follow, Jack.
Fancy.
I mean, yours didn't pop out at me, Jennifer. Otherwise, I probably would have just jumped right in. Chris Jericho, remind us who he is, Jay.
He is a wrestler. He's with the WWE. I think he transitioned over to the AWE. He is. He donated about $2,500 to the family of the slain Uber Eats driver. He wanted to help.
Really? Did he have any?
So he pitched in for their GoFundMe.
Good for him.
How much have they raised so far to help his family out?
Let's see. They raised. Where is it?
Well, I'm just thinking that this
is
one of
the goal is 100,000, and right. They've raised over 808,000.
Wow. Good. Really?
Yeah. 23,000 other donors in Jericho.
That family that is without a father now, so at least it's something to help them financially.
That's 800,000. The goal is 100,000. I wonder how often that happens. Something like that. Whoops. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked is, Warren, why do pets lick us? There are many, many reasons. Because they love you. For the most part, it is a sign of affection. Remember this. From the day they were born, the first thing their mother did was lick them to keep them clean. Licking is connected to their earliest social bonds, so it's a significant part of their social behavior. Another reason why dogs lick you is to get to know you. Even though a dog's sense of smell may be their strongest sense, they learn a lot from what they taste as well. That's why they lick other dogs in greetings and why they lick people. In the wild, wolves lick other wolves. Mouse determine if they've eaten and if there's a good food source in the area. Taste tells them a lot more than just how to fill their belly, especially in domesticated dogs. When they taste, when they lick you, it tells them about your chemical composition, which can clue them a lot about your behavior. So the next time your dog licks you, it may be because he just wants to taste you, or it may be because he really does love you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. And new satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Facility. NBC reporting that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mount Rushmore in South Dakota has been closed till further notice. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling high winds in heavy smoke near Keystone, South Dakota, as wildfires force the closure of Mount Rushmore. Travis Bushman of the U.S. Forest Service gives us this update.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is closed and will, remain closed. We evaluate it really on a daily basis, but it's closed primarily because the fire has directly affected the two main access roads into the, into the memorial.
The wildfire is burning in heavy dead and downed timber, with the National Weather Service estimating winds today gusting up to 55 miles per hour.
March Madness is set for men's college basketball. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Final Four is set for the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga is headed back to the Final Four for the second time in school history. The Bulldogs moved to 30-0 on the season, dominating USC 85-66 in Tuesday's West Regional Final. Gonzaga will be the third team since 1985 to take an undefeated record into the Final Four, with the last team to win it all with a perfect season being the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. And UCLA will go from the first four to the final four. The Bruins defeated Michigan 51-49 in the East Regional Final. With the win, they become just the second double-digit seed to knock off a one seed and a two seed en route to the final four. LSU also accomplished the feat in 1986.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. There's a poll out today which suggests, as Americans reflect on the past year, that we're all in a better place than we were last year. For example, people were asked, this sounds like a Family Feud of the audience, 100 people were asked, are you hopeful or not? Last year at this time, 20% said yes. Today, 48% said they are feeling hopeful. Last year at this time, are you stressed or worried? 41% of the public said yes, they were, and 20% said they are today. Are you frustrated? A year ago at this time, 47% said yes, and this year at this time, 21%. Said yes. Let's see here. Are you feeling resilient? Last year, 13% of the public felt that they were, according to the survey, resilient. Today it's 16%. Not much difference there. Are you overwhelmed and burned out? Let's see. Last year, It was 46% saying yes to that. 16% said yes to it this year. Are you discouraged? Last year, 16% said that they were. 10% said that they are. I think that's the other way around, though. Anyway, are you sad?
I get the picture.
You get the picture. Okay, yeah. I look at that. And you'd expect it. Things are getting better, improving. Yeah. So people's outlook is better.
Think about where we were a year ago right now.
Oof. Yeah.
We were in, I'm in New Jersey, so we were 2 weeks into a lockdown. My husband had started working from home for the first time. Everything was shut down. It was there.
People
that's when
scared.
The no toilet paper thing started. We didn't take it seriously at first. We were like, whatever. Everyone's, rushing to the grocery
store.
Over. And then we realized, we don't really have any food, and restaurants were closed. And so then we ended up, literally food shopping like we were two college kids. We food shopped at the Rite Aid, because it was the only place left that had frozen food that we could actually buy and preserve. And they were, the Rite Aid ended up being a lifesaver for us because they still had toilet paper, and we stocked up on non-perishable stuff like protein powder if we needed shakes or whatever. And it was just, it was a Saturday night. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And everyone has a story like that when it hit you, the moment it hit you, I better start stocking up.
It hit me when I was driving back. When I woke up on that Monday morning after the Saturday, and my son said, Dad, it could be that California gets locked down. You won't be able to get out. I packed up the car. Daisy and I left. I wasn't planning on driving across the country to come back here, but I just got in the car and left. Bingo, gonzo.
And funny enough, I remember Victoria talking about going to Rite Aid.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do.
Right. All right, so let's fast forward. It's Easter week, and there are a lot of people who are interested in what to do for dinner. Are you going to cook? I thought it was interesting. Costco said they're going to deliver Easter dinner to your house, $10 per person. How are they doing that without screwing the farmer? That's my angle on it, because the farmers never get enough out of what food they're raising and selling anyway. So this is there's a lot of ads on TV for Walmart basically doing the same thing. Have you seen them? Those ads for Easter dinner? Who wants to buy Easter
dinner? I've heard the Costco deal, though. It's a really good deal.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah, I mean, you get to feed your family for $70 or $80.
But what's the quality of what they're feeding you?
For people who are worried about not being able to afford to feed their family Easter dinner, it's a pretty good day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
8.5-pound hickory smoked ham. It's already sliced. Two-pound bag of baby potatoes in garlic. Southern-style biscuit dough, enough for 18 biscuits. 11 servings of sweet corn cut off the cob. And 3 bags of MicroStream whole green beans.
I mean, this is healthy, actually.
It is actually pretty
and
healthy.
This, so to be able to 10-inch buy this
apple
much,
pie, ice cream for...
There's dessert, Naturally, Doug sees that.
Uh-huh.
This whole thing typically costs $90. It's available at Costco for $75. And they're delivering this week. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, you can actually buy this Easter dinner. So, and it comes stored in dry ice. It's a really good deal. And like Jen said, maybe people have gotten vaccinated. Maybe you're in an area where you can, have a few people over for Easter and kind of feel a little bit normal. I think it's a good thing.
This year, the Cadbury Easter Bunny is a frog named Betty. Huh? The Cadbury Easter Bunny is Betty, an Australian White's tree frog. The winner of the 3rd annual Cadbury Bunny tryout. Is this something new?
They started doing different animals.
They had done that before.
Yeah, there was commercials for years of there was a lion with the bunny ears on it.
Right.
They make it as chocolate, though? Is this a chocolate image? Or
no, it's like the ambassador. So every year it's a different animal now who gets to win the contest.
Really?
So this year it's a frog. I don't think they actually change up the candy, though. I don't think they make a candy in honor of it.
The finalists for the contest were a donkey, a miniature horse, and a goat. Okay.
Next year, you've got goats and stuff on your farm.
Next
year, submit one of the cute goats, and maybe that'll...
You know what? I have a whole new thing. When I was a kid, I didn't like goats. But now that we've had them, the kids have a great time with them on the farm. And they're really very smart. And they're kind of, they've gotten so lovable with people. I kind of enjoy them. They, when they see me coming, all the kids that take care of them.
You should have goat yoga on your farm.
So cute.
Goat yoga.
I have the little baby goats. Yeah. What are those little, the little ones that never drop?
Dwarf goats?
Yeah, the little dwarf goats. Oh, my God, they're so
Did you
cute.
See the picture that I posted on my Facebook page? Maybe you should repost it, Jay, of the dwarf donkeys. They're very
You have
adorable.
Miniature donkeys?
Yeah. Well, they're not, I don't have them, but I saw this and I posted it thinking I'm going to see if I can find some.
Oh, my
I used to have miniature horses, but I've never had a miniature donkey. I've had donkeys. But I've never had a miniature dog. They are really my. You look at their hair; it's just their.
Oh, I'm going to take a week and just vacation with the miniature animals on your farm.
Yeah, come on.
Oh my goodness, these are adorable. We will definitely reshare these on DJV show.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
So
they're so cute. Existed.
They're like little puppies, but donkeys.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're very cute. How many people have deviled eggs for Easter? Is that a big thing?
Yes, it's a huge thing.
People, it like is. My husband loves them. I just do not like them. I love eggs, but I don't like deviled eggs.
Yeah,
I like
not just for Easter. They're good, but it depends. There's like different variations. Some do a more vinegar based with the yolk. Others
I need
do
mustard.
Like mayo and mustard. Yeah,
yeah. Horse I need radish. Mustard. No mayo, but lots of mustard.
Really? Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce.
I'm not a mayo person. You start throwing around too much mayo, I'm kind of out.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It's too yucky. 7-Eleven wants to get in on the growing popularity of fast food, so they're opening one for their taco restaurants. This is the first one is in Laredo, Texas. It's a taco drive-thru. I don't think Laredo would be a great place for a taco store, but are they what kind of a target are they finding at 7-Eleven? That's right.
Yeah. I think in Laredo you could probably get some good tacos.
Yeah, right.
Although maybe
you can order
you know
a Slurpee as well with it.
I have a friend who says that 7-Eleven, that I shouldn't turn up my nose, that it's really good food. So
is it?
All right.
Says, yeah. Well, they're all owned by, let me think, where did I, remember we talked about this a few months ago, who owns them? Some Indian outfit? Literally, an Indian company owns 7-Eleven. How appropriate is that? And what the
I
hell
gotta
does
tell
Indians...
You know how certain words reflect your age, whether you're young, middle-aged, old? When you say an Indian outfit, that's definitely reflective of your generation. Right.
Victoria doesn't approve. All right, let's see here.
It's fine.
You know what? Damn it. We missed... What? We missed National Poultry.
I'm laughing at you. Go ahead.
Well, you're always laughing at me. I'm glad
I
that
I
am a source
I'm happy
of...
I get to laugh at my job.
Yeah, right, exactly. Poultry... We miss National Poultry Day. No foul moods or ruffled feathers. Some quackers. And,
<bum. Shh>.
Yeah. Anyway, I just, it's too bad because poultry used to be a source, I guess, of some satisfaction. I've found that we have turkey eggs and duck eggs now on the farm. We have chicken eggs.
Okay, so
eggs.
What do you
We've
do with turkey eggs?
Turkey eggs, that's a delicacy. The people are very interested. They pay twice as much for turkey eggs and duck eggs. But I've never seen turkey eggs before. And Mary gave me a whole box of turkey eggs and duck eggs. I said, what am I going to do with these? She said, well, you have a friend who likes duck eggs. So I'll give her some, but I'm...
Well, duck eggs are on a lot of menus. That's definitely something, that you
but
see a lot.
They're huge, Victoria.
Have you ever seen
turkey out there?
Why do you think ducks walk like that? You think that's just like... Well, duck eggs aren't that big, but like...
Yes, they are. The ones I got, anyway, from my ducks.
Turkey... Well, I don't know what kind of ducks you got. Turkey eggs I've never seen. I would assume turkey eggs would be large.
Yeah, they really are. We have wild turkeys on the farm. Somehow or other, we've captured their eggs. And it just is amazing how many. It's apparently a real delicacy. They're very valuable. You get $16 a dozen for these turkey eggs. Hmm. And the regular chicken eggs are
really
like...
really sleepy, though. Yeah, right? The tryptophan.
You had to explain that, Victoria?
I don't know. Some people may not know that. Some people may
really?
Not know that tryptophan...
Tell me who would not know, unless they were educated, I suppose, maybe...
You know,
nobody
see, I think sometimes anything. That there are things that I say that everyone else knows, too, and you always tell me that no one knows that, so I'm just trying to cover all the bases.
Really?
Yes.
In a moment, how do we remove things like nicotinoids from the food?
What?
I'm going to talk about getting things out
Hold
of food.
Hold on, did you hear that sound? It's on the dial string.
I know, right? Nicotoids?
Well,
what the hell is a
nicotoid? We're talking about food. All right, so I'll bring it down. How to get bugs out of your food. All right, there's a lot of bugs.
Why are bugs in my food?
Because some people are refusing to use pesticides, so they don't have anything that's getting rid of the bugs, and the bugs are everywhere. So then the bugs are getting into the food. All right? Is that enough of a tease?
But that's a good thing, though, right? Like, that means it's natural and there's no chemicals.
Right. So you're eating bugs. Which is better, eating bugs or not eating bugs? That is the question which we will answer. This is a thriller moment here, folks. Don't move that dial.
Soil talk.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about Neuralink, a company created by billionaire inventor Elon Musk to explore ways of connecting the human brain to computers. We asked author and psychiatrist Dr. Carol Lieberman about the process.
It has to do with boring a hole into our skulls and putting in a brain chip and then having a robot connect the threads from the brain chip actually into our brain and visualizing it first to try to be able to avoid the blood vessels.
But couldn't a brain chip help with brain disorders?
You know, it may eventually be able to fix Parkinson's or something like that. Mm-hmm. But in terms of mood or anxiety or other psychological issues, you cannot do that with a brain chip.
You can find out more at Neuralink.com. That's Neuralink.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, so there's a serious side to this, even though the girls are giving me a little of the old one, too. It is food talk, food news. What's more important than how or what's in the food that you're eating? The food equation has changed greatly, and you know this because I do my American Family Farmer show every week. You can hear it on many of these same stations. Get the podcast at American Family Farmer Show. It's a connection of food, farms, family. And what we eat certainly ought to be on the top of the list of concerns. There are lots of bugs that get into a lot of the food that we eat. And if we don't use pesticides, what are we going to do to get rid of them? And most of the time, what you really have to do is cook it. You need to cook. You know, it used to be the raw vegetables were better for you. At the moment, because there really isn't anything between pesticides. I mean, we've got some organic things that are around that are pretty good. But you got to be very careful about what it is that you're, look at the ingredients. And even if it's something that you're getting at the farm store, don't eat raw food at the moment. Just cook everything, no matter what it is. That would be my advice. And I'm telling you also, this is based on the pesticide survey from the last year. Farmers who were applying pesticides experiencing acute pesticide poisoning, 11,000 people working on farms died last year from pesticide poisoning. That should tell you something about what's in the food. Thank you, Bayer and Monsanto. So food for thought, certainly, at 10 before the hour.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Joining us again, as he does every week at this time, is paranormalist, mystifier, some people call him a psychic, Uri Geller is here from his home in Old Jaffa, which is part of Tel Aviv. One of the things that you and I were talking about last week was the fate of Benjamin Netanyahu, who is your friend, and I'm not sure how, I know a lot of times you use your mind to try to help circumstances, not that you want to influence the election, but a lot of people will ask you who you like. You don't keep that a secret. You didn't do that here. So just out of curiosity to follow up on the conversation of Netanyahu, how is he doing and how is it all shaking out, given you spent a lot of time and energy?
Doug, it seems like you missed the big story. Are you next to a computer?
I am.
Put the name Uri Geller and Suez Canal.
I was going to get to that. Okay. Yep. Right. Okay. Oh my heavens! It's always an episode. But I mean, the Netanyahu thing is important. All right. So Uri Geller claims the ship of the Suez Canal was moved by mind power. What the mind? You used your mind power to get it off being stuck.
Well, it wasn't only my mind power. What happened is that when the ship got stuck, I got hundreds of emails from people around the world. Some of them were funny. Hey, Mr. Geller, can you bend the ship back into position and so on? But then I got a very serious offer from British press to do a massive experiment with their readers. And I said, let's go for it. So I made a video where I instructed the readers of the Star, the Daily Star, to focus on the ship at 11:11 a.m. and 11:11 p.m. and visualize it moving, push it back into the Suez Canal. Lo and behold, the ship moved exactly at 11:04. I've got emails from people working out there in dinghies. So this story took waves. It got wings and it went worldwide. And I got two headlines, front page headlines in a row, 2 days in a row, which is unheard of. So that was a big thing I did last week. Now, next week, I don't know what I'll do.
All right, so let's take that as an example of what we can do if we all collectively use our minds, which is part of what you teach in your lectures. People that listen to you understand mind power and what it's done. So this is the latest example of how doing that can be so satisfying and successful, right?
Yes, very much so. I discovered that people's mind powers can be triggered. I was basically, for 50 years, a catalyst. I was acting as a catalyst, as a trigger to the power of people's minds. When they watch me on television, I would tell them to go to the kitchen and bring a spoon or a fork or bring a broken watch, and we actually activated it. So I managed to do the first interactive television in the history of television world. And that shocked me because I realized that it wasn't my powers that were bending the spoons and fixing broken watches at home. It was my sheer willpower telling people at home to believe in themselves and do the same as I'm doing in the studio.
And it works. I've seen that any number of times when I was with you in the green room when you were on Jay Leno's Tonight Show and you did the usual watch. I mean, I've seen you in performances in England and America where people will bring things down to you or you'll say, if you have a washing machine that doesn't work at home or a toaster, you know, and then people will come around after you've done think this or say, work, work, work. And, you know, that's all part of it. You taught me about thoughts being things, and that's what this is all about. The ship moves. You know, people say, that's a lot of nonsense. Prove that it's not. Right? I mean, again.
Yeah. But anyhow, this got headline news, and many magicians and mentalists are debating and are talking about all in all the magic forums. This Geller is a genius in publicity. You're actually right.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that. To talk about what you can do, and again, nobody's going to be able to prove that the power of your mind and all the thousands or tens of thousands or maybe millions of people that pay attention to you are working together to help in that circumstance. Good for you. Congratulations. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER. Find out using his book, How to Douse. It's kind of an intuitive thing, kind of fun, and the museum is highlighted as well. Uri, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.